Just like to start today's show by acknowledging we're coming to you from the stolen lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Sovereignty's never been ceded. I'd like to pay my respects to the elders of this land, past and present.
The new reality sees the birth of McJobs and the death of traditional careers.
Stock market's crashing. Well, that's fine.
Coming out of college with a degree doesn't matter. No one can find work.
The whole idea of us being pegged.
I applied for every single opening in my field, but there's nothing.
The whole idea of us being pegged as slackers.
The stereotype of the slacker is born.
Workers of the world, it's May Day.
It's May Day.
This is a pre-record, so it's not exactly May Day. No. But it's May Day when this is going to air. It's kind of like Southern Hemisphere Halloween.
Yeah.
I want to say. It's like that mid-autumn. Mm-hmm. We don't really understand. Is it harvest time?
I think so. Yeah. The leaves have gone dull and they're falling off and it's freezing outside today. But hopefully by the time this airs, it might be sunny again. I don't know. Who knows?
Who could say? Mm. But yeah, let's harvest some workers' power and some proletarian uprisings, perhaps.
Yeah.
You're listening to Slacker Radio. What is Slacker Radio?
Slacker Radio is, well, it's normally the TGIF show.
We're normally talking about the weekend.
3CR weekend lead-in electric guitar slacking off at work show, but today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Maybe, you know, if you take the whole May Day thing seriously, maybe you are slacking off and not at work right now.
Yeah.
Riding in the streets or just quietly listening to your phone in the toilet cubicle.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
In the compactus room at work where all the manila folders are or whatever. Yeah.
Anywhere. Mm. Anywhere you can. You can find us on 855 AM, of course, or 3cr.org.au. Good places to check us out. And I don't know. I guess today we're going to get back to our roots a little bit. We're going to reflect on where this show has come from, because we used to be one of the five rotating weeks of the SWER show, the Squatters and Unwage Workers Airwave show.
Yep.
And to start with, we're only on the fifth Friday of the month, which is hardly ever.
That's very, very irregular, yeah.
Yeah, excitingly irregular.
Yeah.
I think was how Margaret used to term it. But yeah, and that was the IWW show, the Industrial Workers of the World, One Big Union for All the Workers. A couple of years ago, that kind of changed. So, we're going to talk about, you know, what's led to some of those changes and how, you know, activism's been changing around the world.
Yeah.
And locally, I guess, in particular. And personally.
And personally, yeah.
Personally inside. But it wouldn't be the Slacker Radio program without one or two riffs.
Nah, so we've got to get those guitars up.
We've got to get those guitars up. And this is one we were listening to the other day in my shed,
Jordan. Oh, yes.
Yeah, when you came over.
I was so privileged to finally be inside that shed. It's beautiful in there.
It's a beautiful shed. It was a beautiful time. We watched The Five Deadly Venoms. Mm. We ate some pizza.
Yep.
And we listened to a little band called High on Fire.
Yeah.
This one is from, and I didn't realize this album came out about a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It was like, oh, they got a new album. Whoops. New album's called Cometh the Storm. This one's called Darker Fleece.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoy it. Catch you soon.
The war on Palestine has not stopped. Palestinians need self-determination. Gaza must be free of Israeli occupation forces, have unconditional access to aid and reconstruction. 17 years of Israeli siege must end.
The West Bank needs the violence and attacks by the Israeli army and settlers to stop, and an end to the occupation and apartheid.
Your support to end the war on Gaza to bring peace, justice and freedom to all of Palestine is needed more than ever.
Join the 77th Nakba Day Rally on Sunday, the 18th of May, 12 noon, outside the State Library on Swanson Street.
With Netanyahu and Trump threatening to ethnically cleanse Gaza and annex the West Bank, we all need to stand up and say no.
Nakba Day Rally, Sunday, the 18th of May, midday, State Library.
With your support, Palestine will be free, from the river to the sea.
Free Palestine Melbourne is a 3CR supporter.
Join the Melbourne May Day Committee for our annual May Day events in 2025. Thursday, the 1st of May, from 5pm at the 8 Hour Memorial, diagonally opposite the Victorian Trades Hall. Wreath laying and reports on current trade union campaigns, and of course, commemorating winning the 8 Hour Day. And later on Thursday evening, our international solidarity event with speakers, food and music at the ETU Ballroom inside Trades Hall. That's 6:30pm. Then, on Sunday, 4th of May, activities, stalls and barbecue on Lygon Street outside Trades Hall in Carlton from 11am. Assembly at 1pm and we march at 2 with the Ringwood Highland Pipe Band. The Sunday May Day March will feature speeches from activists, trade union leaders and advocates for peace and workers' rights. Come along on the evening of Thursday, the 1st of May and also during the day on Sunday, the 4th of May. The Melbourne May Day Committee is a 3CR supporter.
You're listening to Slacker Radio. 3CR, 855 AM, 3cr.org.au.
That's right, dear listener. Welcome back. And just before the break there, we heard from Leatherman with Cigarettes Will Thrill You.
That was so cool.
Aren't cigarettes cool?
Can I say that on the air? I mean, I like them. I like them. I can only speak for myself personally.
Yeah. I support a pro-cigarette message. I think that it's much better than vaping.
I feel like they make me look cool, and when other people are smoking, they look cool. So, you know.
Yeah. And you know what else is cool? Some big guitar solos.
Yeah.
Some huge old harmonizing guitar solos. A little bit of a Thin Lizzy moment, I want to say. And I want to just congratulate these people, these leather men, with a little thing on Slacker Radio program. We like to call it the Maskies. We like to hand out a Maskies, the J. Maskus Memorial Award for Outstanding Contributions in the Field of the Electronic Guitar. Congratulations, Leatherman.
Well done, Leatherman.
Congratulations. And then at the top of the block there, we heard from High on Fire. They're talking about smoking other stuff, more advanced cigarettes than you can even imagine.
The big cigarette.
The big mystical cigarette. That song was called Darker Fleece.
Yeah.
It was a closing track from their new album, or newish album from last year. Goes hard.
That's good.
Some good riffs in there. Some good riffs, I would have to say. But Jordan, it's May Day.
It is May Day. May the first be with you.
May the first
like
be
they,
with
like
you.
Like they say.
It's not going to get old all month.
Nah.
May the first be with you as well, listener. We were talking before about some of the origins of our show and how it used to be a union program, and it's kind of stopped being that a little bit. About 2 years ago almost, just right before Radiothon. In 2023, we made the swap over to being Slacker Radio rather than the IWW show. What was it even called? I don't know. part of the sewer program.
Wobbly Week.
That's it. Yeah. I think at the time, one thing that drove both of us to make that decision, I mean, like, you got a call from me one day.
Yeah.
And what were your thoughts when you saw that phone ringing?
I thought at first, oh, great, Tilda's ringing me. I love Tilda. And then I picked up and you said, hello, I'd like to talk to you about the show. And I was like, okay, we're off the air. This is it. We're quitting. Yeah. We're done.
And that was the kind of phase we were in, right? We were both so burnt out. Yeah.
And at that point, when I thought we were, you know, I thought you were going to say you wanted to quit the show or that we should quit the show, I had this big sigh of relief ready to go. Mm. And then you said, what if we did something different? And I was like, oh, it's a different sigh. Oh, yes. I'm still relieved, but like, you know, for much more positive reasons.
And like at the time, you and I had both been pretty involved in different organizations. Mm-hmm. That's like the IWW and other unions. Yep. And things. Mm-hmm. In roles like secretary and treasurer. Yep. And delegate.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of roles of responsibility like this.
Yeah.
Which were, I think, just eating us alive.
Hugely, like down to the bone. And the sort of roles that eat you alive, but you only take on because like you're the only person who'll put their hand up for it. Like you're not really ready or prepared or
yeah. And it's not like, know. Like this is community organizing stuff as well. You sure. know, like the IWW is not hasn't got paid positions.
No.
And most of the other stuff we're involved in didn't either.
No.
And that's kind of why we're excited about it, I guess, as well. Because it wasn't, you know, like this corporate stuff or, you know, this like labor aristocracy kind of thing. Like I worked in unions a fair bit, mm-hmm. even going forward from that.
Yeah.
You know, I was an organizer for RAFWU, mm-hmm. I was an organizer for the NTEU. but in both of those situations, there's like a delineation between work time
and not
work time. Yep. And you are rewarded for taking on this labor with money.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah. And kind of better money than I ever got working at Officeworks or whatever. Not to say that those jobs don't have their own kind of, you know, tendencies towards burnout and
sure.
stuff. I feel like going through that kind of, it was really going through the ringer, I think, in terms of the community organizing stuff, particularly once like COVID came along.
Yeah.
Because there was so much less of the social side of organizing.
You know,
like a huge part of it was like, okay, we're going to go down to the rally and then afterwards we'll have a big, long, in quotation marks, debrief
mm-hmm.
at the pub.
Yep. Or, a meeting in person or we'd, you know, have food or do training in person.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Have food. You know, that's the kind of binding thing is eating and drinking and.
Yeah, and like, well,
sharing time together socially.
Like real camaraderie, not just like, oh, hello, comrade, we're in the same organization kind of thing, which it kind of just became once all the in-person stuff fell away.
Yeah.
Was just like all this work and this sense that like big stuff was going down, the George Floyd riots
are
popping off, and there's, you know, really felt like there was a potential for a big rent strike. You know, we didn't know if Scott Morrison was going to increase Centrelink or not, if there was going to be massive unemployment and everyone's just like on this, like, you know, the conditions seemed there to for like a big uprising.
Yeah.
And I think we all felt that and went so hard and it just kind of like the state outmaneuvered us and, you know, like actually did increase Centrelink and, you know, like, I don't know, like a lot of that opportunity was just missed, I think. But the pressure.
Yeah, it was so much pressure.
There was so much pressure going on. So we made the decision a couple of years ago to change to Slacker Radio, which, you know, I'm going to congratulate myself on the name because it's just a built-in excuse. just to take it easy.
Yep.
Don't worry about if it's serious enough. Don't worry if it's like political enough or, you know, and which is another thing, we were taking time off of the show all the time because we didn't have, you know, an hour's worth of stories about industrial unionism, let alone like the IWW, which is kind of over COVID was doing nothing.
Not heaps,
You know, like internationally.
Yeah.
Like there just wasn't, you know, the labor movement was in disarray and especially, you know, community movements.
Yep.
So I'm really glad that we took that decision to, you know, informalize what we're doing here because it's enabled us to keep going. We've been on the air for 2 years now as Slacker Radio, almost 2 years now. and in a way where I think we were both ready just to pull up stumps.
Absolutely.
And quit.
Mm.
And that has enabled us to be part of something so much more sustainable, mm-hmm. which is like 3CR.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
Which has been like a leading voice in, you know, the unfolding atrocities in Gaza mm-hmm. for a couple of years. Yeah. Well, you know, well, since 1976, but particularly since October the 7th in 2023.
Yeah.
Has enabled us to kind of be part of this movement in a way that is not like eating us from the inside, yeah. you know, like we're connected to activists, we're connected to a community here, we're like spreading radical messages yeah. and all of that, but we're also spreading the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the yeah. shirking class
yeah.
deserves everything under the heaven and earth.
Yeah. We should be allowed to have a bit of fun with it. Like in the song that we just listened to about the cigarettes, like if it's not fun, then what's the point?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. If you can't dance, it's not my revolution.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So I'm really glad
yeah.
that it's kind of ended up that way.
Me too.
For us. Obviously, not everyone can be a slacker.
No.
There's community leaders out there, particularly Palestinian people.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, you were out on the weekend for a trans rights rally.
Yep. Yep.
You know, there's people in the front lines pushing hard and organizing still.
Yeah, really organizing great stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think our message is like, if you are getting burnt out and like it's going nowhere, like just pushing yourself harder and putting your pressure on, like this is a historic moment and it's like now's the time.
Yeah.
That's actually not going to get you anywhere. You're going to burn out, and you're like so many people that we used to work with haven't heard from him.
Nope.
Don't see him.
Nope. You
know? I'm glad we found a way to stay involved and like get some of those good things, like the social stuff.
Yeah.
And like our friendship as like you and me, but also like the friendships around the station and like the social opportunities there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the stuff that's going to last. And if, you know, stuff really does hit the fan.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we've got a community of people here at 3CR that's been like going for almost 50 years now to fall back on.
Yeah.
You know,
like, yeah. Like, yeah, you cannot just wear yourself down to the radial belts and like completely take the tread off yourself. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't think it should just be like, don't just dive straight into hedonism and turning your phone off and stuff. Like, you know, you've got to be involved, but, you know, not at the cost of your future involvement.
Yeah.
You have to kind of pace yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, yeah, as you say, this is a really good way for you and me to have found a pace that we can sustain.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there'll be times in the future, like a big thing that's happened to me over the, since COVID started is that I've got long COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I find it, you know, rallies and stuff unbearable to attend most of the time, yeah. you know,
like a lot of,
I
can't, lot of standing and walking.
Yeah. I can't do that. I can't. And yeah, I've found other ways to be involved in the struggle that I can do that other people can't, you know, as well, like using my abilities with like sound engineering and stuff, you know, like I've got some techniques, some skills and things here to share that I wasn't really doing as a, like an on the ground organizer, as much as I miss that. I love being in the rally. I love like yelling and leading a chant and, you know,
for sure,
all that kind of thing. And I miss it so much, but then I volunteer at 3CR on Invasion Day, bringing the, you know, the outside broadcasts to the air. And it's kind of like I'm on the street with you guys.
Yeah.
I can hear you, you know. And I'm also sharing that with all the other people who, for whatever reason, whether they live remote, whether they can't leave the house because of maybe a domestic violence situation or maybe because they're really disabled or whatever, you know. Like, you can come along to the protest, you know, because of like this thing we've built up.
Yeah.
You can participate, which is, I don't know, I'm so glad I've got that.
It's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, 3CR, for that, for all of that.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we listen to some more music?
Yeah.
This one is by a band called Snail Gun.
Okay.
And, which I think is fun, like, it's a fun name.
Yeah.
Like Nail Gun.
Like Nail Gun.
anyway, it's called Used.
Cool.
And I hope you enjoy it.
Yay. We'll be right back.
I'm not afraid to die. Wears our Palestinian scarves, and they're a symbol of support for justice for the Palestinian people. From the traditional black and white keffiyeh to an array of modern designs, explore the range and order online or drop by 3CR during business hours. Wear your support for the rights of Palestinians. Go to keffiyehs.org.au. That's keffiyehs.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
Mayday on 3CR.
Spend this Mayday with 3CR as we celebrate workers everywhere. All day on Thursday the 1st of May and from 12 to 2 p.m. on Sunday the 4th of May.
Workers' stories, industrial struggles, labour rights and defending our unions.
We recognise all workers
and stand together in solidarity and struggle for fair wages and conditions.
While big business scabs your wages with pollies in their pockets and our unions under attack, working people are fighting back.
And together we will win. Tune in all day on Thursday, the 1st of May, and again for our live broadcast from outside Trades Hall on Sunday, the 4th of May.
Head to 3cr.org.au/Mayday2025 for our full program.
Mayday on 3CR.
You're listening to Slacker Radio on 3CR. 8:55 a.m. Yeah, that's right. And thank you for listening on this special May Day. We're coming to you at noon, which is weird for us.
Yeah, it's so much earlier than I'm used to. But yeah. That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. It's a nice little touch.
Yeah.
Just before the break there, at the top of the block before the break, we heard from Snailgun with a song called Used.
Yeah.
And then the next song was by a band called User.
Okay.
So we're in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. And that one was called Death From Below.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't get it twisted. And the Used didn't play them at all.
Different band.
Don't even think about them.
No. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Some of the worst emo you
probably... Different haircut that you would have had at the time. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Was the lead singer called Phil McCracken, I believe.
You can't be named that.
And that's some of the reasons why we didn't play The Used.
Yeah.
It was Used by Snailgun, and then it was Death From Below by User. And then we listened to a little band called Elvis 2.
Elvis 2, the sequel to Elvis.
I hate Elvis.
Yeah.
I hate that guy. Mm-hmm. Stole a lot of music from better musicians who were black.
Mm-hmm.
Real racist thief.
Yep.
Gotta say. So Elvis 2, I don't know. Better.
Yeah, hopefully.
By default.
Yeah.
That song was called Million Dollar Riff.
Yeah.
And, you know, how could I resist?
Oh, that'd be a great name for a prize that we would give out, an award. But no, we've got a better one.
It's already gone out this episode. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I've only got one per show of our imaginary reward. Reward?
It's a reward.
Yeah.
It's an award, but you are rewarded with it.
Well, glad we've got that sorted.
Yeah.
On to other pressing issues.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, like, how activism has changed recently.
Sure.
Because getting out on the streets is not quite...
Not as simple, maybe.
Not as simple as things used to be.
Yeah.
Police, Victoria Police in particular, that's what I'm familiar with anyway, far more militarized.
Yeah, very tooled up, very armored and... They got all kinds of little gadgets.
And the government's been bringing all kinds of laws around, whether it's the social cohesion laws, saying that, you know, you can't do anything too divisive in public. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't criticize certain states just because they're doing a little bit of genocide. Mm-hmm. You know? you can't do things like that. You can't protest within, you know, certain ranges of churches and religious buildings, which puts off so much of, like, the traditional protest routes in the city.
Yeah,
like,
that's the whole CBD.
You can't walk a block in Melbourne without coming past some kind of historic church.
Yeah.
That's a very cynical move. But I think, you know, over the... The Kuka uprising, I think, during the lockdown period of COVID, We saw a lot of, you know, I think the police getting a lot of good practice in.
Yeah.
With their fun little weapons. Mm-hmm. They've got their pepper sprays and their flashbangs, mm-hmm. and their tear gas. And I think it really hit home for me. And I wasn't even there. Again, I was volunteering here at 3CR.
Yeah.
But crossing over to the Land Forces Expo and the protests there, and you're just hearing these huge cannons going off, the flashbangs and the tear gas, and people who had literally come from Palestine saying, it feels like a war zone now.
Yep.
scary stuff. Yeah. It's not easy to get out on the streets.
No. It used to feel like when you'd go to a rally that wasn't, you know, kind of counter-protest or, you know, any sort of clash with the far right or whatever. You just sort of go to a rally in the city. It was very, very calm, and the cops there were sort of no more threatening than the cops at the footy, you know, like it had that kind of vibe. Cops have never been our friends, but like in the past 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, if it was like heading down to March for the Babies and you've got all the Christian freaks on one side, you know, and they block the road off and we'd yell at them or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, that's not the case anymore.
Mm.
The cops are so much more aggressive, so much more willing to use these tools they've got. Like just on the weekend as well, you were at the trans rights rally.
I went. And from the time that I spent there, it seemed like the energy on our side was really lovely. It was really good. But then I, as it sort of started to ebb away after the TERFs and the fascists slunk off, I said, all right, I'm going to go and get some lunch. I'm going to go to the chemist. And then I think a bunch of people who stuck around then marched and then were brutalized by the cops.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't catch any of that myself, but yeah, that's, you know, the VicPol response.
Yeah. And that's like, for one, you know, if these laws do go through that they're putting up now, like any form of public protest will just be an illegal march from here on out.
Mm.
As well, like just even with, you know, an ostensibly legal march like we've got going on the weekend, newcomers to protests are really being, you know, told like it's put your body on the line.
Yeah.
Right now, you could be pepper sprayed, it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
For the most basic kind of expressions of, you know, dissent.
Yeah.
Which I think is, like, tactical. Obviously, they don't want new people coming into this environment. They've had a big disruption to the Melbourne kind of protest scene over the lockdown period. And, you know, since October 7th in 2023, there has been, like, a resurgent street movement. And they've been so willing to just repress that using violence.
Yeah.
It really is an inflection point where you've got to decide, am I going to do this?
Yeah.
And a lot of people who never have are not going to. A lot of people who, you know, are taught that, like, non-violence is the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that tested.
Yeah. And, like, if you don't get the opportunity to go to a relatively safe kind of spiritually uplifting, fill your cup up rally for whatever. You know, we're talking May Day on May Day. So, you know, the union stuff, if you can't go to that and get your feet wet, if you're new, how are you going to have the experience to put your body on a hard picket or, you know, like anything like that? You know, you need these kind of formative experiences. And if it's just like 0 to 100 from the get-go because you're going to get flashbanged, then you wouldn't go, and then you're not going to show up to anything else. Like, it's going to be impossible.
Yeah, it's pretty diabolical in terms of our ability to organize as a community. But as well, like, another part of it is even for seasoned people.
You know,
like, what are we putting our bodies on the line for?
Mm.
If these are ultimately symbolic protests where we're showing the government, hey, we're displeased with your behavior.
Yep.
We wish you'd pay attention. Mm-hmm. You know, is that enough?
Yeah.
Is that where does that leave us? And for a long time, one of my critiques of the socialist alternative type rally that we see a lot of the time is that with the most successful ones. I remember right at the start of 2020, before COVID kind of had really come to Australia in force, it would have been around January.
Yeah, Jan or Feb,
and we had the bushfires.
Yeah,
and everyone was in masks, and like there were tens of thousands of people in the streets for the assault rallies.
Yeah.
And there was nowhere to escalate from that. Mm-hmm. You know, like assault were like a puppy that's, you know, caught the truck.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Like, that was there were so many people there.
So many people there, and you know, all we could do was walk around the city. We couldn't like storm the parliament. They might like they might do in, you know, other countries.
Yeah.
there's no you know, in terms of a demonstration, we're supposed to be like demonstrating our power,
and
the consequences for ignoring us.
Yep.
And that, I don't know, that when we have had that opportunity to like, okay, we've got more people than ever, people who are newly engaged, people who've been engaged for a long time, everyone's really upset with this crisis state with the climate. Mm-hmm. We can't breathe the air.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? Same thing we always do.
Yeah.
Walk around the block, go home.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to end. If we're going to be, especially if we're going to be putting, you know, our bodies on the line, putting ourselves in danger of like these wild court cases that you can get dragged into for, you know, if a police officer slips while they're smashing your head into the pavement, that's assault. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many people still dealing with that from blockade IMA.
Yeah.
And all these cases that have come up since land forces, mm-hmm. You're risking that kind of like life ruining strife every time you walk out the door.
Yeah.
And yeah, it seems like the limit of our action is symbolic displeasure rather than any kind of real disruption.
Yeah, for which, yeah, you could be now you could be maimed or locked up for. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So, what's the message here? Get serious.
Yeah. But also be a bit silly with it. Like, that was our previous message.
Yeah.
But then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, get serious.
Like, it is a time. Global fascism is absolutely ascendant at
big
the
time.
Moment.
Yep.
Like, just geopolitically, I think, between like with the tariff wars and things mm-hmm. going on, and you know, like China, I think being the only real state level resistance to any of this, you know, I think it's time for us to kind of get over a lot of this like anarchist communist, like, oh, I don't work with them, mm-hmm. you know, they're tankies, whatever. Yep. Like, we've got to get together and do something about fascism right now.
Yeah,
and it's not just like Blair Cottrell and Tom Sewell.
No.
You know? It's state level stuff, you know. And in the process of doing that, it's got to be, you know, a relay. You know, we've got to be able to hand the baton on to others, and we've got to be able to get subbed back in later, you know.
We're not going to sprint to the end of fascism, just us, but you got to start now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope people find a lot of joy in that, because that's ultimately what we've got to do. And it's such a powerful antidote to fascism is, you know, people living authentic, beautiful, joyful lives in rebellion.
Yeah.
that is something they'll never, ever be able to replicate on their side. And in the best moments on the streets, it's absolutely been that. It's been me and my friends singing songs.
Yep.
Laughing at our opponents.
Yeah, that was
and
the best.
Winning, absolutely winning, because there's so many more of us.
Yeah, that was exactly what happened on Saturday outside of Parliament. They had the sound system going, the tunes were going, vuvuzelas, whistles. And then like half the people in the crowd were very cute and half the people in the crowd were very punky and scary looking, all the folks who showed up, and they were all beautiful. It was all beautiful. It was so nice to see everybody just out there. Like, yeah.
Love to hear that. Well, look, we're coming up on the end of the show.
Yeah.
So thanks everyone for listening to this May Day special.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow, Jordan, back on the airwaves, 5:30 to 6:30, like we often are on Friday night. We'll be talking about the weekend. We may be talking about, I hear there's some kind of election coming up.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
They're going to let us choose.
Yeah.
great. The future.
This will be the one.
This. Yeah.
Yeah. This will be the one to fix
time,
it.
Electoralism's got it.
It's due, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about that. But we're going to play you out with a track called Passover.
Okay.
You know, it's just been Easter and all.
Yep.
This one's by a band called Popular Music.
Cool.
And I hope you enjoy it. Love you, Jordan.
Love you, Tilda.
Love you, working class.
Love the working class.
Bye.
Bye.
There's a bed on a bare floor where the walls come together, and there's blood on the front door. All squalor comes splendor, and you were the firstborn, the short-term surrender at the end of. Pretend to remember. Candy pull over the car. I'm starting to think we've gone too far. We're helpless to stop once this starts. So let's see how brave you are. The boy with the girl's name, the tenured professor, cliches twice your age, the man you remember, whose best of intentions sound like deathbed confessions. For there are no good men, and I'm no exception. Candy pull over. Baby says she's got a weak heart. You're helpless to stop once this starts. So let's see how brave you are. You fumble around in the dark and cover your eyes at the sad parts. Now muster what's left of your charms and show us how brave you are. Like a dead shore of cancerous notions, and a heart like a cart horse, just bred to be broken. The love born, the blood born, the service is rendered, but she keeps the seat warm till he finds someone better. Candy, pull over the car and blink when you think we've gone too far. We're helpless to stop once this starts. So let's see how brave you are. You fumble around in the dark, careful to cover. You're all through falling apart. We'll find out how brave you are.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.